The demand of people from the third world to migrate to developed countries is immense and growing. And on present trends, it will grow even faster. It is so strong that many people are prepared to take incredible risks in order to cross borders illegally. But will these potential migrants be allowed to migrate? Already, the airports and immigration offices of the developed countries are the site of many unjust controls. Stronger control of immigration from the third world into developed countries would imply a more repressive state, the effects of which would be felt not only by immigrants from the third world, but also by citizens of the advanced countries especially by members of ethnic minorities. This in itself is a strong argument for the abolition of controls. The freedom to move is important. And within countries that claim to be democratic, would now be hard to restrict. I am arguing here for the extension of such freedom internationally through the abolition of immigration controls. Many people fear that such a move could result in an undesirable situation in which both migrants and residents suffer and only the undeserving rich benefit. But a careful examination of the arguments against free immigration shows that they are not, in fact, valid. Moreover, there are good reasons to think that freedom of movement between countries in combination with other measures could lead to a fairer distribution of world income. These other measures would include policies against racism, the lifting of restrictions on labor unions for immigrant workers, the expansion of welfare rights for inhabitants of developed countries, stronger minimum wage laws, more overseas development aid to the third world, and measures to stop exploitation of immigrants as cheap labor. I am arguing against immigration control. Therefore, and in favor of greater personal freedom for citizens of the third world, giving them more choice about how to improve their material welfare. But it is in no way a laissez-faire argument. It is part of a program that would include many other radical social measures designed to expand freedom and improve the distribution of income. That is not to say that freedom of immigration should only be advocated when all those other measures are being carried out. It is an important thing to fight for in its own right. Although the prospects of free immigration at present look small, any opening of borders can only have the effect of bringing home to more and more people the message that we live in one world and that the economic lives of people within it are intolerably unequal. Immigration will not be the unique solution to that inequality, although it can play a significant part. The alternative, restricting immigration, is certainly a way in which the inhabitants of the developed countries are relieved of the need to regard world inequality as their concern.